9 flights alleged to have carried military weapons destined for Israel passed through Irish sovereign airspace since the war in Gaza began. That's what a government investigation has found, as reported in the Irish Times lead story. Conor Gallagher writes that the Department of Transport launched the inquiry earlier this month following a series of reports on an online news site, The Ditch. The Ditch had reported that many tons of munitions, including missile parts, rifle ammunition and tear gas canisters, had been transported from the United States to Israel after passing over Ireland, and it named the international air cargo company alleged to have carried them. It was also reported that a second airline carried military goods, including fighter jet parts, through Irish airspace. In another war story on its front page, The Times carries a photograph of the former member of the Irish Defence Forces Army Ranger Wing, who the paper says was fatally wounded while fighting for Ukraine against Russia last week. The soldier's death is the lead story for the Irish Daily Mirror and Irish Daily Star. "Hero slain in combat," says the Star headline. A large photograph of the President, Michael D. Higgins, is on the Irish Independence front page, over a report that he has accused the Israeli embassy in Ireland of leaking a letter he wrote congratulating the recently elected president of Iran. And he urged people to question why the letter was circulated and by whom. The embassy described the allegation as baseless. It's the main story for the Irish Daily Mail. Brian Mahan reports that the letter in question was first published by a London-based publication, The Jewish Chronicle, and drew criticism from Fine Gael TDs at the time. Asked by the Mail why he didn't tell reporters present who had leaked it, as he clearly knew, the president replied, "I do indeed. It was circulated from the Israeli embassy." The Irish Examiner says that Europe's data centres, of which there are more than 80 in Ireland, are increasingly being hit by cyber attacks, most of them coming from hostile states. Cormac O'Keefe writes that the warning comes from the EU Agency for Cyber Security. The Irish Sun reports that 6 people are facing a disciplinary process over the death of 16-year-old Aoife Johnston at University Hospital Limerick in 2022. Confirming this news, the chief executive of the health service executive, Bernard Gloucester, told Miss Johnson's family, "We can never tire of saying we failed Aoife. We failed her badly." The Independent leads with a report that the Minister for Finance and the Housing Minister are working on plans for 2 separate €250 rent tax credits to be announced on Budget Day. As schools return, the Independent has some advice on what to do about head lice. There is much information offered by Suzanne Harrington, starting with some knit myths. They cannot jump, run, fly, she says. They walk sedately from head to head when hair touches hair. The Times reports that universities will be required to phase out the use of car parking for most staff and students in areas where there is a range of public transport options. This requirement under the state's public sector climate action mandate is likely to have a significant impact on University College Dublin, which has about 3,500 car parking spaces, Carl O'Brien writes. E-scooters are not the answer, to judge from an editorial in The Examiner. The writer describes e-scooters as a hazard, a danger to pedestrians, and a more efficient and speedier distribution network for gangs providing recreational drugs through a fleet of young couriers. The Times carries an appreciation of Ronnie O'Gorman, founder of the Galway Advertiser newspaper, who died in May. Peter Timmins writes that O'Gorman had a rare talent. Every time you met him, irrespective of your mood, you felt great afterwards. Fun was at the centre of every encounter with him.